Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
I can't take a heart that's broken and make it over again, but I know a man who can. And I can't take a soul that's sin sick and make it white as the snow.
Message, and we've been preaching this week on Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. For we are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. We've been looking at the praise unto the Lord. We've been looking at service unto the Lord. And then we're going to be looking today at creation unto the Lord. Now, not only do we give praise unto the Lord and service unto the Lord, but we also see that all of his creation is of the Lord too. Look at verse 3. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. Do you notice that the psalmist seemed to not have any problem calling him God? Didn't have any problem identifying who he's referring to. He's not having any problem saying, he is God. He's simply saying, look, and the sheep of his pasture. In other words, we should worship him because it is he that hath made us. Have you ever made the distinction that we are to not just think that He is God, but to know that He's God? There's a difference there. If you just think that He's God, and then you know He's God. Can I tell you today, there's no question in my mind. You could write science books and textbooks from now to the end of time, and it wouldn't change my view that He is God. It's He that hath made us. I know what they're saying, but I'm thankful, amen, that I wasn't created that way. You weren't created that way. There's not been a single human being that's been created that way. No, it is He that has made us. Thank God He placed, He formed man out of the dust of the earth and breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. I came from God Almighty, and you came from God. It is He that hath made us. We struggle with understanding that sometimes, that truth, but I want you to know this, that it is God. By fact, it is God that hath made us. It's God that's formed us. More how that we ought to thank God. Listen, I'd like to just focus on that right there for a minute or two, but man, I gotta go on. I want you to know this, so friend, you have a purpose. God created you for a purpose. And until you find out what that purpose is, you'll be miserable. You'll be miserable. And when you get connected with that purpose, you'll find victory. You'll find joy. You'll find excitement, amen, in your life. Not only do we give praise and service and honor to our Creator, but also we're told that we're to be thankful unto the Lord. Look at what verses 4 and 5 say. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. If you think about the word gates, you're talking about it's a weaponry tool. It's a fortification center. In other words, if you've got gates, you also got walls. And so with these gates, they have the ability to open and close. Now think about how awful that it would be for you and me to approach the place of God and not be able to get in to the place of God. Y'all understand? I mean, how awesome it is to be able to go straight to God, but think about it the other way. If you had all the knowledge of the things of God, but yet you were cut off from the place of God. That's scary, isn't it? To think that you can be so close yet so far away. So let's say that you get in a car and you go to a place expecting to get in. And when you get there, the door is closed. It's locked up. And you can't get in. You know that feeling of disgust? I've drove all this way. I've come all this distance. I've been this far. But I'm right here, but I can't get in. Can you imagine what that'd be like, man, if you had that when it comes to that of salvation? He said, come and enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Look, into His gates. Now, once again, those gates are used for as defensive weapons to keep intruders, keep the enemy out. From the inside, from the jewels, to keep all those things protected. However, through the blood of Jesus Christ, we are no longer enemies now. No, actually, we've move from being enemies to, if you've been saved by the grace of God, raise your hand if you've been saved by the grace of God. I'm saved and I know it. Morning, can you imagine being saved, not getting into heaven? How awful that would be. But because Jesus died on the cross, because you've accepted Him as your Savior, can I tell you this morning, you're no longer an enemy of the Lord. No, you're a child of the King. The Bible said in Romans 8:16, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. Then over in John chapter 3, verse 1, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when we shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. So these gates that were once closed to us, a place where we could not get in, is now swung wide open, and you and I this morning can walk boldly into the throne of grace because we have access through Jesus Christ our Lord. You can be thankful this morning we got access to him. In the Old Testament, the old tabernacle, it was a fortified man, had walls all the way around it, and a gate one way in, amen, to that place. And I will tell you this morning, that gate could be closed. But I want you to know this. There were certain walls that you couldn't get through to the holiness things of God. Those things have been taken down, and we have a place now we can go to, amen, and we can go to the Lord Jesus Christ any time of the day that we want to go there. And you know what you have? You have access to the throne of God. You have the ear of God. You have the mind of God. You have the heart of God, amen, if you'll just simply take a moment to pray. But we're so busy. We've gotten a place where we're so unthankful that now we're forsaking that time and access that we have. Notice the text says this, enter into his courts with praise. We don't just have access to the outer courtyard no more, friend. We got access into the courts of the Lord. Inside, amen, we're on the inside, amen, thank God, of his sanctuary. Then the last portion speaks about his mercy. And we're done, amen, I'm out, I'm done. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. Notice this, mercy. One source said that we deserve judgment. But if we receive Jesus Christ as Savior, we receive mercy from God and we are delivered from judgment. Psalms 103, flip over to Psalms 103 real quick. Psalms 103, look at verse number 11. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. Look at verse 12. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Our transgressions are connected to our sins. Now, every one of us commits sins every day, multiple times a day. You said, preacher, I'm perfect. You're lying right there, therefore you're a transgressor. We all commit sin, right? We all break the law of God some portion of our day. We break the law, not knowing that we do it. Can you imagine today the truckloads, if you were to look at it like pebbles of stones, can you imagine the truckloads of pebbles and stones that's piled up on your sin account? And upon the day that you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, all of that baggage, all of that corruption, all of that sinfulness, all of those things are removed from you. The old account was settled long ago. You say, how was it settled, preacher? It was settled at a hill called Calvary, at a place where the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was nailed to an old rugged tree, and Jesus was hung between heaven and hell, friend, and died there on the cross of Calvary. But the words of Christ, amen, ring through from generation to generation. He says this, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You say, preacher, who was he talking about? Those people that were gathered around the cross? No, he was talking about the past generation, the present generation, and the future generation. Christ died for it all. That's what you call mercy today. Hey, that last portion that said God is good, thank God God is good, amen. God didn't give us the truckload of what we deserve. He gave us a truckload of his mercy, amen, of his grace and of his forgiveness. That's something to shout about this morning, thank God. If you ever get that in your heart, it'll change the way you live, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.